In mere seconds, it will be Monday. In fact, it's Monday. Right now, I've dragged out Sunday to beyond what I probably should have because I could do with some sleep. But it's been a great weekend. It's been a fantastic weekend. Loads of really quality family time and picnics and drinking deliciously crisp wine. Spending time on a boat, getting to see parts of Cambridgeshire I haven't seen before. It's just been fantastic. Downtime has featured very heavily. So I thought I'd come into the shed and get a bit of paperwork out of the way so that tomorrow morning I'll go for a run and only think about some of the bigger things that I've got to tackle this week and not some of the smaller stuff that takes up some of the time. One of the things I've got to sort out is my newsletter on documentally.com/backchannel. At the moment, I'm using Tiny Letter, but twice now it's kind of messed up. And one of them, they kind of said it was their fault. They don't know what happened. And one of my kind of, I don't know, newsletters has some permanent notification against it saying that it went to spam mostly. I don't know what went on. They couldn't even explain it, but they said it was a glitch in their system. And then I sent my newsletter on Friday. I was proud, or happy should I say, that I'd managed to pull out all the stops and get it at least within an hour of the time I meant to release it, 5 p.m. on a Friday. And then it didn't go. Someone told me the next day. I wondered why no one had responded or commented or did anything. I was kind of semi-pleased that it was the fact that it hadn't gone out there. And I don't know what the issue was. It's just frozen in the outbox or whatever they have. It's a very simple system and I do like the simplicity of it, but that didn't please me. Contacting them on all the possible channels, but being the weekend, they didn't seem to have any staff on. And then it's a free service as well, remember. Well, free. You pay for it with your identity and your all the email addresses you're plugging in. They're probably sitting in some database that they may be utilizing. And so I rewrote the newsletter and sent it out again. And the second one seemed to kind of go, but who knows whether or not the one stuck in the pipes will go. And reluctantly, I've been looking at other places just because I want something that just works. But I do like the simplicity. When I look at all the other systems and things out there, they're just nowhere near as simple. Oh, well, it's because I said it was God midnight now. My body's telling me I need to go to bed. So, whatever to do. Maybe, as there's any like few hundred people that I send my newsletter to, I should just build a massive email list in my email inbox and just send it out. Totally bog standard basic. But it's nice to have some, you know, an easy draft system. So, see what happens. Relatively easy week ahead for me to play around with things like this. Running a workshop midweek. I should have a look at what the workshop is on. I probably need to do some preparation for that. And the rest of the time, I'm mostly doing writing and hopefully enjoying some more summery days. So I just want to soak up every day of summer this year. The last year seemed to go by so quick. And I really enjoyed spending some time on the river. So I think I'm going to get the canoe out and spend a bit more time having a paddle and getting some exercise that way. Cool. Hope you're happy and healthy and enjoying the summer or winter, depending on where you are, wherever you are.